This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Oh, no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
Boy's ass.
Ow.
Let's hate, man.
Megan Rapinoe, I believe it not last.
There's probably six or seven guys I can name that I would rather do. Hey, it's your window, daddy.
Ah, they. Damn it!
I got something done.
What are you gonna do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know.
Let's find more stuff. Yeah. Let's do that.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
So apparently Gary Trent blew the Bucks game.
Yeah, the
former Blazers great, Gary Trent.
The Bucks had the ball, and the Pacers essentially were going to have to foul. The Bucks were up one. They threw it in their backcourt, and then the Pacers were trying to trap, and they got two men on the trap, and they chucked the ball to Gary Trent over on the sideline, and under the pressure with people then charging at him, he just dropped the ball and it like went between his legs and trickled out of bounds, hit the sideline. Pacers ball, about 10 seconds left, and Tyrese Haliburton goes for the game winner.
Damn. So apparently it went viral on TikTok a couple of years ago where someone posed the question of 100 men versus one silverback gorilla.
I didn't realize this was such an age-old debate.
Who would win? Yeah, it went viral again. You know how, I mean, rhyme or reason,
these things
going
are cyclical.
Viral. Yeah. It went viral again over the weekend. Everybody's been talking about it. Well, I know you guys spoke a little bit about it yesterday. What was the consensus of who would win, ultimately? Because I got to tell you, I've heard a lot of people say, well, eventually the men.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know how they would.
I think it really depends on what the specific parameters are. Like, I think if it is, if you don't go in there and handle your business, you die and there's no walking away from it.
Then maybe the men win?
Yeah, but if it's just a, hey, it's the 100 of us in a fight against this big beast, and they see the first person's limbs or head ripped off, everyone's leaving. Everyone's walking away.
Yeah,
how much? So,
yeah,
like,
who would even stomach?
So who are the 100 bros that are up for this and that actually have the stomach to be the second and third waves after the first couple bros get absolutely wrecked and killed, probably?
MMA guy? Right? UFC guy?
Yeah.
That guy, I'd start there.
Yeah.
Some of those dudes are badass. And they don't know any better. They're just like, yeah, sure, I'll... How much money are you giving me? I'll do it.
Yeah, you throw in 100 mixed martial arts fighters, that's probably the right...
You think they're taking it down? But I guess my question about this is, how are they going to...
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
So So well, part of what we were reading yesterday was like, you know, an expert on primates about, okay, how do you actually bring the beast down? Assuming you don't have weapons, like their skulls are super thick. You can't just crush it.
Right.
Like their muscles are super strong. Like you think you can just asphyxiate it with like a headlock? Like that's probably not happening.
Did they
either.
Get a dog
like,
pilot?
So do you have to like gouge the eyes or like do you smother it? Like how does that work?
Can you strangle a gorilla?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that you can. I don't know that a man's strong enough to strangle a gorilla. I mean, enough people, but then you also run into the conundrum of how many of the people on your side can actually fight the gorilla at once. I mean, could everyone just dogpile the thing and sit on it till it passes out? Like, I don't know. And again, then it's like the going in waves part. Who's in first? How do you decide who does that? Because no one wants to be the first guy to make contact with that gorilla.
Well, apparently the texters are already tossing Schultzy to the wolves here. Yeah. They want to toss 15 Schultzies at the gorilla, and then everybody else pile on after that. Poor Schultzy.
Are we using Schultzy as bait? That seems mean.
Yes, catching strays. Yeah, and to answer your question, so you earlier said that the Dirt and Sprague were talking about if you could clone one, I think they said if you could clone
all of the
one,
fan personalities, which 100 of
which
us
100,
would do
Sook,
the best?
Clearly Sook. But who would be second?
And it sounded like at least on the morning show, Ortner was the number two.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think so too.
I mean, you need some size. You need some strength.
But does Ortner have enough killer instinct? Do you need to go somewhere else?
Well, who has killer? Who has?
I don't
the,
know.
Who has the killer instinct on the fan?
I don't know. I feel like
Danny.
Maybe
100 Dannys. He seems kind of crazy.
Does Sprague have that fire? I don't know.
I don't know. But he's kind of, I mean, he's not that big.
No, he's not. But I think that courage is going to matter as much as size in this thing. Like, you
got to keep at it.
Everyone has to be on board. This is, if we don't all pull the rope in the same direction, we're getting destroyed.
Well, it sure as hell ain't me.
No.
Now, can I pay you to be a part of these,
no.
a part of this crew?
No, no chance.
How much? Oh, come on, you got a number.
Not if I'm the first guy. Like
I didn't say first. You're one of the 100.
Can I assure that I'm not first and that I'm actually, in fact, last?
Yeah, sure.
I'm the 100th guy in against the Beast?
Yeah, there's... Yeah.
All,
you're a Clyde's
all other blood has been shed. 99 of my brothers have gone down before me and I'm the last
Well, you
man.
Don't want that.
No, of course not.
I mean, you're a sprint tri Clydesdale. You should be in that group. Come on.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that.
So I have so Forbes put together some key facts from experts.
That's good.
And here's what they are saying about what would happen. All right, so they said a gorilla would come to the fight boasting more physical strength, mm-hmm. much stronger jaw muscles, thick skin, tough to penetrate. This is the president and CEO and chief scientific officer for the Dian Fossey Gorilla Fund, mm-hmm. Tara Stoinski.
Yeah, yesterday we read some, like a primate PhD candidate had some facts along these lines, I think.
Is this the same?
No, it's not the same. It's not the same person.
Okay, so she said, even if the men win, they probably would not all walk away alive.
Oh, definitely not.
Adult male gorillas, known as silverbacks, can weigh more than 400 pounds, and she said they are estimated to be around 4 to 10 times as strong as humans. It's just an issue of sheer number, she said, adding that human capability to strategize, coordinate, and multitask would lend an advantage the gorilla may not be able to overcome if it were surrounded on all angles. But she said they are typically calm, and they're known as gentle giants, these silverbacks, but they are family-oriented, so they would fight to defend their family if cornered, stating that their size and strength is for a reason.
And I think we have to assume, just for the sake of this scenario, you're not coming up on a passive gorilla. You're coming up on a gorilla who's ready to fight tooth and nail to the end. It's
what is the gorilla just going to lay down?
You know what? Actually, this looks like a headache. I'm out of here, guys.
They're just going to lay down and let you...
What's the point of the scenario if that's what's going
on?
No, we got a fighting, bloodthirsty gorilla.
Like Harambe's
sister. Avenging the death of Harambe? Probably.
Stacy Rosenbaum, an assistant professor of anthropology at the University of Michigan, where she teaches about primate behavior, told Forbes, an additional problem the gorilla may face is it would certainly get tired, and probably fairly quickly, mm-hmm. because gorillas are not endurance athletes in the way humans are.
Yep.
She cited a viral simulation a user posted on X that demonstrated humans approaching the gorilla in waves of a few at a time, stating the gorilla could easily overpower a few humans at a time, which would give it a fighting chance, though it may get worn out.
Yeah. Ortner actually found this simulation on Twitter yesterday, and it was pretty entertaining to watch.
And they're coming at him
in waves, kind of. It's like there's just like a big group, and he's just, the gorilla is just putting down human after human, but there's just like six. There's another half dozen coming every.
Well, why wouldn't you all go at once? Wouldn't that save lives?
Probably, but how do you do that? Do you all just jump on at one time?
I think you jump him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, see, this is my question. Then what do you do? Let's say you jump him.
Right.
Only seven of the guys actually have their hands on the thing.
That's exactly right.
So then what do you do?
You have to find a way to either choke or break the neck. I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
Because those things are thick with two seats.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that the men win here. I'm really not.
One of the consensuses that I saw yesterday was that, I guess it's not a consensus if it's only one, but that the endurance of the like human male and the numbers of the human male probably make them the likely victor, but it might take you losing 30 or 40 men before you got to the finish line.
Yeah. I mean, again, I would really like to know how you kill the gorilla.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be a draw with some men going down, but I don't know that you can... I don't know that a group of men can, without
with their
weapons
hands, yeah,
can kill the gorilla. I don't know how they would do it. I guess maybe smother it. It's just so tired, you smother it, and it dies. I don't know. Somebody said, oh, it was Deal. 100 ROPs, but 80 just don't show up because they don't want to do it.
That's about right.
That sounds shockingly...
Not part of your four-hour work week?
Shockingly accurate. Wait till the gorilla sleeps.
I don't think waiting it out is an option in this scenario. It's like, I'm just imagining everyone gets dropped in and it's go time. Someone says, stomp its face when you pile on him.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
what's that going to do?
Well, realistically, I mean, you
piss him off?
You going to try to crush his skull, maybe? I don't know.
Eyes and nuts. Yeah, but again, I don't think you're killing him.
Someone yesterday said we should do the German Shepherd attacking a little white dog trick and just do the finger probe.
Oh, there you go.
Get his attention that way.
Yeah, you could do that. He might do that to 100 men. Finger tactics. Well, I'm with this guy. Good thing I'm on Team Human and we invented weapons.
The only thing better than mauling a small dog is getting fingered while you do it.
God. Sorry, Team Gorilla, but you should have developed an opposable thumb. What if we got loaded up on PCP beforehand, like the olden days when they used to fight in wars?
Oh yeah, I mean, if you
remember those little,
what if you gave a bunch of Portland street people a bunch of street drugs? You know, could they
and sent them at the gorilla?
Sure. I mean, remember when Florida was going all bath salt and people were biting people's faces off and stuff? I mean, just get some of that cooking, you know?
What if it were women? 100 women.
I think that would not go as well as 100 men.
Could they drive it crazy?
I was wondering how long it's going to take you to get there.
Well, yeah.
Just nag it to death?
No. You know who said that this morning? He used that exact word. Who's the old NFL player who's on CBS now? Nate Burleson said that this morning.
What'd he say?
Oh, he said exactly what you said, nag the gorilla to death, and they jumped down his throat.
I bet they did.
For that. Yeah. Gail, she ain't having that.
No. It's a good thing that I'm just here in a studio with you.
Hopefully Gail doesn't hear that. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm coming around to the idea that maybe the gorilla could get tired and then you could suffocate it. I don't know how else you kill it.
Ortner yesterday said, assuming that they rip a couple of your buddies limb from limb, you take one of those limbs and try to choke it with it. Like stuff an arm down his throat. See if that works.
Yeah, you could block his air. You know, that's actually not a bad...
Or just like smother it with a dead person. Just take
just
one of your bros
dead
and just...
People.
Yeah.
He's so tired, you pile dead people on him and you suffocate.
Can't breathe, yeah.
Well...
Someone says bite the gorilla in a key artery, like a femoral artery, and it bleeds out.
Okay.
That's assuming that you can break the skin, though. They got some thick skin.
Exactly. That's what the expert said. Good luck doing that.
And instead, you're just the idiot trying to bite the gorilla to no avail.
Well, we're going to have to revisit this when Big Sook returns. You know, he's going to need to weigh in on this. I don't know if he's catching wind of this over there in Italy.
It's
but
probably what he and his buddies are talking about between who should take the papacy.
Yeah, you think so?
I would imagine.
Oh, by the way, on that note, can we play, do you have the karaoke Pope?
I don't have it transferred over. I will in a second.
Yeah, dude, the new Pope, or potentially the new Pope, loves karaoke. You're going to hear from him next on The Fan. All right, we've got viral video and viral audio news here. Buck is getting the audio of the karaoke Pope. So we've been talking about the odds of on who will be the next Pope. And, of course, Sook had the idea to bet against the Asian guy.
Probably smart.
Bet on the white guy. I do think that is probably wise if you're playing the odds, because I think the Asian guy is a slight favorite. Oh, damn it. Got blocked here. Hold on. We got a pop-up or a sign-up to read this article. Get out of here with that crap. Damn it. One sec. I've also got polar bear news here in a moment.
Ooh, I saw that video. At least, I think I did.
Yeah, the viral polar bear video.
Yeah, they hunt humans, man.
Yeah, so this is, okay. So, at a seminary 2 hours south of Manila, the concrete walls are adorned with photos and memorabilia of the man that many hope will be the next pope. Okay, so he's Filipino. He's a cardinal. His name is Luis Antonio
Tagle?
Tagle? T-A-G-L-E?
Tagle? I don't know.
I don't know either. And it says he's giving mass or shaking hands with well-known Catholics in most of the images, but alongside the pictures of his official duties, he can also be seen bursting into song during karaoke performances and dancing with excited parishioners. Now, do you have this audio for us on The Fan?
I do.
Sports?
Yeah.
So here is the karaoke Pope, Luis Antonio Tagle. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. Whatever you may say, I'm a dreamer. And I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us.
Luigi?
Yeah, his name's, what did I say his name was? Luis.
Luis.
Yeah.
Good job, Luis.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm kind of down with the fact that the Pope likes to sing.
Yeah, cut loose a little bit, man.
One of the women who works in the kitchen at the seminary there said that he'll often come in there, or when he used to work there, he would come in there and grab a guitar and start singing. And then all the other priests would start dancing, and everybody would laugh so hard, they never got to any of the other acts. So he would mostly sing Filipino music.
Naturally.
But apparently he loved John Lennon.
Well, I, for one, would love a musical pope.
Me too. Me too. What if all of his speeches he sang?
What if he comes out and, like, does, like, a We Are the World thing, you know?
Oh, hell
yeah.
The
uniter of all.
Hell yeah.
Except if you're, like, LGBTQ and the church doesn't want that. Yeah.
This guy's pretty progressive, they say.
Is he the more progressive of the candidates?
Yes. Of those two main dudes. Well, I'm all for him. Now, the viral video is... you said you saw this video. It's the polar bear chasing the dude.
Yeah.
This is in, like, Norway or something. And, you know, look, the polar bear is not exactly putting in all its effort. But I'm guessing you poop your little pants when you see a polar bear even slightly jogging
way,
towards you.
Uh-huh.
So this is pretty dramatic. It is in Norway. There's a dude, and the guy has a rifle, but he chooses to drop the gun as the...
Yeah, that seems like a poor decision.
Well, it ended up being the right decision. Well,
I feel like he could have just carried the gun with him to what he was eventually going to do.
Yeah, he didn't need to drop the gun. Well, what he ended up doing... So this... I don't know who's filming this, but this polar bear starts trotting towards him.
It seems like either vacationers or residents in a home or in a condo, because it's... You can hear in the video, if you have the sound on, you can hear people's voices kind of being like, oh my God, look at that. It's people from inside a building watching this unfold outside.
Yeah, and this dude has a gun, and he drops the gun, and he jumps on a freaking snowmobile.
Yep.
And rides away and gets away, and the polar bear kind of stops. But I bet you that polar bear got within 10 yards of him, maybe 15 yards.
Yeah. If that snowmobile doesn't start up on the first try,
yes,
you might be snack time.
Yeah, because polar bears, from what I understand, don't know. Not a zoologist. They can be pretty nasty.
They can be very nasty. I read in one of the comments sections of somebody who posted this that, and I think I've read this before, that polar bears are one of the few species that has been known to hunt humans, like Eskimos and, you know, just people like...
Well, yeah, because I guess they're foreign, so human beings aren't in their environment.
Yeah.
So they don't know what they are. So they're not used to them.
So when introduced, so it's a threat.
Yeah. Well, or food.
Yep.
They're like, you look tasty.
But also they will like hunt and not just hunt, but like kind of stalk. They will sneak up on it. Like they'll go and kind of like if they see one, it's not like, ooh, I got to get out of here. It's like, I might need to take that thing down. And then they start slinking around and getting all quiet and blending in with the surroundings.
And there's something about their white fur and the blood.
Yeah.
Gives me a lot of nopes. So if... Okay, so this raises a couple questions here. What vicious animal would you least want to be stalked by? Okay, so you're in this guy's position, but it's a polar bear. Let's say a shark. Let's say you're in the water.
Oh.
A great white shark.
That's all the nopes.
The polar bear. We could do a gator.
You could also do like
ambush,
or like a sneaky like constrictor style snake,
giant python.
Yeah,
yeah. Those four. What would you least want to be stalked by? Like for me, I got to tell you right now, this is going to sound wild. I think last on the list, in other words, most want to be stalked by of those four, shark.
No way. Nope.
Because I think it's leaving me alone.
Oh no, no, I don't.
That's my best bet.
That's a hell of a thing to bank on. I am taking this from the standpoint of which animal would give me the best chance to either escape or defend myself. And last on that list is the shark, because
you're not escaping.
It swims so much faster than me. I'm not punching it and like defending myself.
That's fair.
If it decides it wants me, the shark wins, period.
That's true. Okay, that's a good point.
And I feel like this guy with the snowmobile or whatever, like, if you see this bear early enough, maybe you can do something to elude it. Like if you're onto the python quick enough, but like if that thing already has like your leg, you might be hooped. Like what do you do?
Well, but the python is going to ambush you, right?
Is that what they do? Or maybe I'm thinking of boa constrictor. Like I'm thinking of one that like sneakily starts wrapping itself around you, and then you're like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, but they do that when you don't see them.
Yeah.
Like if you're standing next to it and it wants to wrap around your leg, you can get out of there.
Yeah.
It's when it's underneath some brush and it's just and it gets you before
you
even.
If it gets you,
even...
by the sneak attack, but I'd like to think as soon as you feel like a sensation with that, you've got a shot to get yourself out of it if you don't let it go on for too long. So I guess the one I want to deal with the least is the shark.
Well, now here's another thing about the shark, though. You can survive a shark attack.
People have.
All the time.
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't want to eat you. It may just take a chunk out of your leg.
Not taking that chance.
Okay, so what are you going with? You least want to be stalked
by the shark first.
The shark.
And then, see, I'm tempted to say gator because they're so good at camouflage and they can kind of pop up out of nowhere and their bite is so vicious. But I do know, I think that a gator, like you have a better chance at evading a gator than you do a polar bear. Like you can
outrun a gator, right?
So That's
because you ain't outrunning the polar bear.
That's up for debate with the gator. I think they can run pretty fast.
Can they?
In a straight line? But apparently, if you zigzag or you can get a, you know, get some terrain, because of their short little legs, you can potentially evade that. But they're fast in a straight line. And but I still think easier to evade the gator probably than the shark for sure, and probably than the polar bear.
This is saying that humans can easily outrun an alligator. Zigzagging or not, they top out at 9.5 miles per hour. And it can't maintain that speed for very long.
Okay.
They're kind of weenies.
So as long as you see it and don't get surprised by it, much like the python.
Yeah.
So that's I guess that's my
that's
list.
That's your least?
Scariest shark, then polar bear, then alligator crocodile, then python.
Okay. So you're taking your chances with the python. I don't think that python's getting you.
I mean, if it's got me by surprise and I'm not paying attention, I'm totally screwed there. But if I believe that if I can feel what's going on fast enough, I've got a shot to get away from that.
By the way, somebody texted in. They said, after a quick watch, two things. One, he fired the gun to no avail, prompting him to discard it. And two, he was a hotel worker, so probably is aware of his best out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that input. Yeah, I don't want to be stalked by a polar bear. That might be number one. I think that's tough. Least want to be stalked. I'm going to go polar bear one.
Shark's eating your ass.
The shark may eat my ass, but I still may live without an ass.
What if the polar bear just... If you're foreign to the polar bear, what if he...
alone.
How do you know?
Because I don't think they do that. They attack. I think it's documented.
The other thing that I learned from the History Channel show Swamp People is that if a gator bites you, even if it doesn't kill you, the bacteria that they have in their mouth is so nasty that if you don't get help right away, like, you'll get poison, gangrene... potentially amputations, like, gnarly.
No way. Never even thought about that. Here's somebody who says, the python's going to bite you, hold you, and then start squeezing. No thanks. Give me the quickest death because I ain't surviving any of them.
See, that's another one. I almost thought about approaching it that way. If one of these animals is set on getting me, it's probably going to outsmart me in its habitat, and I just want the quickest thing.
Well, maybe the shark will just drown you.
Yeah, maybe I'll just, like, you know, cut my little fingy so that he smells blood, and then we're all done.
Yeah. Did you watch the latest Righteous Gemstones?
I did not. So I've not started that series. I've heard great things, but I have not watched it. So
you haven't even started season one?
No.
Oh damn, dude.
I know all about it, but I'm like I don't feel like starting a new series right now, and it is on my list.
Dude, that show is genius.
That's what everybody says.
Well, there's a major gator attack in this latest episode. At any rate, I think, okay, vicious animal you least want to be stalked by, of the polar bear, shark, gator, or python, I'm going to go polar bear least want to be stalked by. Then I'm going to go python because they terrify me. And then I'm going gator. And then I'm going shark because I think the shark's going to leave me alone.
Unbelievable.
I
thought the whole point is that these animals are not leaving you alone. They're stalking you.
Well, but again, sharks have a tendency to think you're something else.
Just stalk you and leave you?
Sometimes. I mean, the polar bear could. Any of them could.
Sure.
I'll tell you what, the python might be the one that, well, if he's not hungry at the time, maybe he's got like a baby goat in his belly, he's not eating you.
That's true. If it's had a meal recently, it's just like...
Then you're good with that one.
Looks tasty, but I'm full.
It's a Sprint Tri Clydesdales. I've had a million of those.
He's going to take some time to get down, that Clydesdale. Fatty.
Okay, one more question revolving around this, and we'll get to that next. Here's Buck. Yeah, so people are bringing up the big cats, too. And they were a part of my next question. So we're talking about this polar bear video in Norway where this polar bear starts running after this dude. Terrifying video. The guy gets on a snowmobile and is able to get away. But, so our first question regarding that was, which would you least want to be stalked by? The polar bear, the shark, the constrictor snake, giant python, or the gator. But now, and what made me think of this one was the 14-year-old girl who got eaten by the lion.
Oh, yeah.
In Africa.
Yeah.
Just right in the city. You have to live in an environment where one of these deadly predators lives. Okay, so let's go with bears, all types of bears, poisonous, and constrictor snakes. So I'm going with both. Or where lions and tigers roam freely. You have to live in one of those three environments. Which do you choose?
You said all bears in the bear environment? All types of
all
bears?
All bears.
Because there are a lot of bears that are conflict averse. They don't actually want that. But not the polar bear, as we've learned.
Yeah, I think a lot of bears would leave you alone.
They would. And like...
lions and tigers, I mean, they get hungry.
They do get hungry, but like...
snakes eat rodents and...
and the other thing, too, is maybe your cat. Snakes are just everywhere, and they're quiet, and
Yes,
I'd be worried about sleeping anytime ever. Like, not that you wouldn't be with these other animals, but one bite or one little
100%
wrap around you, and...
that's why I chose those three, because I think... well, I'm terrified of snakes.
I think the snake one might be the scariest.
The snake one is the scariest, but it's also the most survivable, I think. That's what makes it...
is that right?
I think it is. Dude, like, lions and tigers...
you think you have an easier time keeping snakes out of whatever domicile you create than the big cats or than bears?
Well, I think there's value in seeing the lion, the tiger, and the bear.
For sure.
I can see them. I can keep my eye on them. You can't with the snakes. But... you know, the snakes just kind of do snake things. They're not, like, out to eat you or anything.
No, but we've also seen all the places that, like, snakes can get. You know, the little girl's toilet and all that. Like, I mean, they go in ceilings and in cracks and, like,
I know.
All over the place. Like, let's... I mean, I don't know what sort of, like, a living setup I have, but if I'm in,
should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
But if I have some sort of tent or hut set up, I'd be most worried about snakes getting in compared to the bears or the big cats.
All right, so what are you doing then? So you just roaming around with lions and tigers?
Maybe. I think I'm roaming around with bears first, lions and tigers second, and snakes last.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so fearful of the... now listen, any of these beings could sneak up on you silently, but I just think there's more of a chance that I am aware of the bigger beasts prior than the snake that could just totally sneak up on me. Little bite, you're dead. Black Mamba, see you later. Good game, Snake. Bye.
It's the most terrifying, for sure, for that reason.
Like, remember that dude who was out in Mississippi or whatever, just effing around with his friends, and, like, he got bit, and he was like, oh, see ya. Like,
yeah,
I guess
filmed it.
I might be done. I might be cooked here.
Put it on TikTok?
Yeah.
Well, he survived, but...
barely.
He was in
the hospital for like 10 days and almost lost a limb.
Didn't they give him an antivenom?
They gave him like a bunch of, like 14 doses of antivenom, and it barely kept him alive.
I mean, if you knew how to check your space for snakes.
Yeah. Would you still not worry about it getting in while you slept? I would never sleep comfortably.
You're
right. Like, for me, and I'm not saying that I'd sleep great knowing that there are bears or lions or tigers around.
Can't do it.
But I'd be more uncomfortable going to sleep thinking about a snake entering than the other things.
You know what I'm doing? If I have to live in an environment with one of those three, I'm living in an environment, when they're roaming freely, I'm going with bears.
I am too. Bears, then big cats, then snakes for me.
Yeah, the snakes, the more I think about it, I'm out.
They're the sneakiest, I think.
Well, and there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And I guess somebody else had equal number, lions, bears, or lions and tigers and bears. Equal number. Yeah, I'm going to go bears.
Yeah. Let's do that.
I'm glad we solved that. All right. We ready to wrap this bitch up?
We are.
I'm worn out. I've only worked one day this week. I'm out the rest of the week. I'm done. Bye, bitch. Well, I didn't expect that. No, I'm just kidding. I'll be here tomorrow. You know who's coming in tomorrow? Patrick Harris.
Patrick Harris.
Well, my.
Yeah. He's going to shoot the breeze with us.
He's probably coming in tonight, too.
Hot oh, yeah, corner. He's got a show tonight.
I think so.
We'll probably see him here in a few minutes.
I'd imagine.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. So Buck pointed out that the Pacers beat the Bucks, and the Bucks choked it away, and it's been a mess, and the Bucks are done, and Giannis is pissed off. But there's video now of Giannis going after Tyrese Halliburton's dad.
Yeah, it started as a weird thing. He was, like, talking to Benedict Mathurin, and he got into a weird little fracas there. And then somehow he's, like, face-to-face with Halliburton's dad, who's courtside, and he's, like, jawing at him like he's going to post him up or something. It's so weird.
I hate it when guys do this. Dude.
Like, what are you going to do, swing on Ty Halliburton's dad?
Well, that and Ty Halliburton, what are you... Or
Ty Halliburton's dad, what are you going to swing on Giannis?
Kick his ass? Look, he's towering over you. Look... Apparently there's other video too. I'm watching it here. Boy, Giannis looks okay. So I guess
what is he so hot about?
Well, there is a video of, and it looks so. It's right as the game ends. Halliburton's dad runs onto the court and he's talking ass to Giannis.
And I'm sorry if your dad's doing that crap at your NBA game. It's time for dad to watch the game.
So Pat Connaughton comes over. Kind of ushers Halliburton's dad out.
Blazers great.
All Giannis is doing is standing there, pissed off, staring a dagger through Halliburton's dad. So then he goes over they're shaking hands and everybody's because Giannis looks just stunned that they lost.
Right,
and he's just staring at him like, "What are you saying to me?" Doesn't say a word, and then eventually Giannis goes over to Halliburton's dad. They do kind of shake hands technically. But then they go face to face.
It gets not pleasant very quickly.
But Giannis, I mean, like you said, he was pissed. I mean, like every exchange he had after the game was pretty aggressive.
Yeah,
he was not happy.
Yeah, do you remember that? Like, you remember the game where he got mad because someone took the game ball after he got like a triple double or something like that? Like,
no.
He chased some other player into the tunnel over a ball that he thought belonged to him. I mean. He has a little sore loser side to him, for sure.
Does he?
Yeah.
I just remember my favorite Giannis moment is the one we talked about not too long ago where he absolutely... He blocked a shot. I forget who it was that he blocked. That the guy... The ball didn't even leave the guy's hand. It was such a stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was a three-pointer.
Yeah, was that...
I think it was the Clippers.
Or the Pistons?
Pistons, you're right. Yes,
it was like I know. I remember this play you're talking about. Yeah, he stuffed this dude, and then like danced
and then
over
shimmy,
him, and then he wanted
shimmying.
To shake his hand, and the dude's like, "Get away from me!"
No, he just kept shimmying. He did the little Don Parr shoulder shimmy at him, and just laughing.
Greatest and then he's like, "Ah, come on, it's good. Ah, come on, it's good." The dude's like, "Stop it!
Leave me alone!
Go away!"
I don't know if I'd like Giannis or not, but I got to tell you, dude, you cannot have the dad, or you can have any fan coming out of the stands in the face of a player right after they lost a heartbreaking playoff game. He is lucky he didn't get pummeled.
Yeah, this is Jaws' dad T. Morant toe this line as well. I'm pretty sure T. Morant
he's always
was mixing it up with like
screaming and yelling.
Yeah,
you dude, Giannis. Honestly, looking at this video, he actually, and I'm talking about the one right as the game ended where Halliburton's dad kind of. Came up, and you can't tell what he's saying to him, but I'm sure it has something to do with it, because Halliburton, wasn't he voted like one of the most overrated players in the league?
Most overrated, yeah.
And Lillard said, and Lillard and Halliburton have beef, and I don't, stupid NBA, whatever. I'm just saying, he's lucky that's Giannis, because Giannis kept his cool, even though he was clearly pissed. Imagine if that were Ron Artest.
Draymond,
yes, Draymond would have gone, Draymond would have lit him up.
Yeah.
But Giannis didn't.
No, but he got... he was happy to engage him.
And by the way, that's Halliburton's dad?
I guess.
I mean... I don't know. It just doesn't really look like his dad. Kind of small.
Yeah.
Kind of ugly. Trolly looking guy. Halliburton's a pretty good looking dude.
Yeah.
Must have mama's jeans. I'm gonna look up his mom. Here on The Fan. Brenda.
What do you think you'll find?
Well, I found Brenda. Yeah, I mean...
unimpressed with Tyrese Halliburton's parents, huh?
Yeah. I need you to Google Tyrese Halliburton's parents. Okay?
Googling.
And listen, I'm sorry, but you tell me if there's any way they had Tyrese Halliburton. Is he adopted?
Let's see.
He's got to be adopted. Huh. He's got to be. There's no way he's the product of
Well, I mean, his mom's white and his dad's black. And he's light-skinned mixed, so that part adds up, at least, from a biological standpoint.
Boy, I don't know. I got to tell you, that's an odd one. You see what I'm seeing?
Yeah. His father is, let's see. His father is a ref.
He looks like a ref.
He does look like a ref.
Bald, chip on shoulder, too high T.
not big enough to play. So he's adjudicating the others who play.
He doesn't look well. I don't know how tall is Halliburton. Is 6'6"?
He is
6'5". Yeah, this guy's probably 6'1", maybe tops. I mean, Giannis is towering over his ass.
Halliburton is also the cousin of Eddie Jones, former 14-year NBA vet.
Eddie Jones, okay. Well,
and he's the cousin of Jalen Suggs.
I actually kind of like Tyrese Halliburton. I don't know why, but I do. And I got to tell you, I'm shocked at, I don't know, his parents.
His parental makeup?
Yes, they just don't look like his parents. It's kind of like when you look at the Watt parents. Have you ever seen the Watt brothers' dad?
I don't.
Mom and dad?
No, that I have.
Yeah, well, just Google it. It's like, what? Anyway, we're out of time. Big baseball show coming up next with the gang, the Hot Corner crew. And then we're back tomorrow.
JJ Watt's dad is kind of a unit.
No, he's not. He's a fat tub of lard.
Look at the nose tackle. He's pretty tall.
No, he's not.
Am I getting a picture of him next to JJ?
No,
wait.
No, I'm thinking of, sorry, not the Watts. The freaking Bosa's.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, Bosa's dad, I think, is a smaller guy. Yeah.
Sorry. Maybe it was the Watts. Hold on. I'm working on it.
Hold on. Riveting close to the show.
This is important, okay? Yeah, no, it's the Watts. That guy, he's
almost as tall as JJ. And JJ's a big dude. So, I mean, at least see where the stock comes from. I mean, he's not ripped, but,
Well,
Midwestern American.
If you know anything about me, you know that I will be researching all night for tomorrow's show.
Athlete's parents.
And I'll have a list tomorrow. Hot Corner is next. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Fan Connect.
Red ships of space.